The Memory of Trees by F.G. Cottam, read by David Rintoul. Curtis spent the whole of the following morning busily engaged with his tests. The soil was as nutrient-rich as he'd expected it to be. Most of it, for most of its life in the millennium since the clearance of the original forest, had been wilderness. The land had not been worked to exhaustion under rotated crops. It was rich in minerals and moist, a dark, loamy earth that would support the root systems of mature trees ideally. The cliffs, geologically, were a spine separating the sea from the land. A few metres inland from their granite bedrock, the stone gave way to clay, and it was clay that lay under the 30 feet or so of soil covering the entirety of the area to be reforested. Even at the cliffs, the soil was 6 or 7 feet deep, astride inland from the edge, good enough for yew trees. The forest would flourish to their very brink, as it had apparently in ancient times, when he imagined one or two huntsmen chasing deer, or boar perhaps, experiencing surprise as their last living emotion, as they blundered upon the sheer drop down to the shore. He'd have to brush up on his climbing skills. Recovery of the raw materials from the threatened places at the coastal areas he'd talked about meant abseiling, and he hadn't abseiled in a few years. His head for heights was cool enough. The rest was just checking and rechecking your gear, because most abseiling fatalities were caused by carelessness in failing to notice that pitons weren't securely hammered home or that ropes had frayed. He surveyed the land from the seat of a quad bike, stopping occasionally, still somewhat numbed by the sheer scale of the enterprise envisioned by Saul Abercrombie. He began to calculate in his mind the manpower and machinery that would be required, the plant and the living quarters they would need to build, and the logistics of recruiting and briefing and feeding the army of arboreal workers needed to transform a dream into something living and real. It was ambitious and exciting, and it was lucrative. The previous evening, Abercrombie had told him he wanted everything accomplished over a 10-week time frame. 3 months at the outside, he said, joking that the extra fortnight was only available if they had to factor in some major catastrophe. Curtis's fee for this was £250,000. If he delivered on the nail, he qualified for a bonus. It was considerably more money than he had managed to earn over the past 5 years of his working life.